Are racist attacks here on the rise? It's a question being asked following two separate attacks on Indians in Dublin in the past few weeks. One of them, Dr. Santosh Yadav, who is a data scientist, was attacked as he was out walking near Clondalkin. A gang of up to six teenagers smashed his glasses and repeatedly hit him across his body. He sustained a broken cheekbone and other injuries. Dr. Yadav told Justin McCarthy on RTE's This Week programme that he believes he was attacked because of the colour of his skin and that others are being targeted too.
I know more than 50 cases where different Indian people have been targeted at different places.
More than 50?
Yes.
Of people who have contacted you?
Yeah.
And I know you've been living in Ireland for a number of years. Your experience prior to this, how has it been?
When I was in Galway, that was one of the safest places, I would say. When I came to Dublin, then also it was quite safe, good. But in the last 1 year, and especially after that incident when that Lewis was burnt, after that there have been a lot of, you know, increasing attacks on Indians.
Yes, and you've noticed a difference since then, have you?
Yeah.
Since the Dublin riots.
Yes.
What advice would you have for other people from India who may be thinking of coming to Ireland? I mean, what would you say to them in light of your own experience?
My suggestion will be never go out alone. Always be in a group. Try to be as cautious as possible. Do not make any eye contact or try to stay away from these teenagers as much as possible.
As Dr. Santosh Yadav, who was assaulted and injured by a gang of up to six teenagers in Clondalkin last week. Well, we are joined now by Teresa Bukowska, CEO of the Immigrant Council of Ireland. You're very welcome to Morning Ireland. What's your reaction listening there to Dr. Yadav, particularly when he says that more than 50 Indians have been attacked in Dublin and have said that to him?
It seems that the Indian community is right now under the attack, but obviously this is not only limited to the Indian community. We are receiving continuously signals from all over the island, from different communities. People are attacked, but also the level of anxiety around possible attacks is really skyrocketing. And that trend is being observed since the Dublin riots. So communities feel they live under threat, they live in fear, and then also they are complaining that not enough is being done to address this issue.
The Gardaí say that their method of reporting hate crime has changed in the last couple of years, and it suggests that the number of hate crimes are increasing. Certainly the figures back that up, but they are still underreported. Racism within hate crime. Do you believe racist attacks are on the rise?
When it comes to hate crime, there are a variety of different incidents. It could be either homophobic incident or against a person who's elderly. But racism has always been the main type of a hate crime in Ireland. And we are happy to see that the Gardaí finally introduced a reporting mechanism for hate crime. We've been fighting for that as a civil society for a couple of years. However, the problem is that not everyone is trained how to operate this reporting system. There isn't enough knowledge around the communities that such a system exists. But also when members of the community go and report these incidents, they're not always satisfied with the way how things are being dealt with. Racism is very, very sensitive type of a crime. So it needs very particular approach when talking to a person who's been assaulted. And I would say that following the Dublin riots, there is perception that committing racist crime, whether that's a physical assault or verbal assault, people are going to get away with it. And that's why that emboldens people and there is more incidents. Mm.
And the Gardaí tell us this morning they are still appealing for witnesses, both to the attack on Dr. Yadav and another attack previously on another Indian in the Kilnamana area of Dublin, a particularly brutal attack on him. So far as we're aware, there have been no arrests. We hear that many of these attacks involve gangs of teenage boys. young teenage boys at that. Are they very vulnerable to being groomed by far-right activists online?
That's exactly what it is. It's been a trend that we observe across Europe. Young men are very vulnerable to this type of a narrative. For what reasons? You know, we could spend here whole evening and whole morning discussing what are the reasons. And that needs to be addressed somehow, whether through educational system, whether through youth work. But also we need to hold those young men accountable for whatever they've done. It's about sending a message to migrant communities that if they are being attacked, that perpetrators are going to be held accountable.
Because you say a hate crime is not just an attack on an individual, it is an attack on a whole community.
It is. So hate crimes are designed to be message crimes, which means it's not only about the particular victim that is being attacked, it's about the whole community. And they are very, very sensitive. And as a person who experienced that on myself, when you are attacked, not because of what you have or what you've done, when you are attacked because of who you are, that touches you very deeply in your soul. And healing from that process is very long and very complex. So that's why we need a better approach, because not only in terms of supporting the victims when they are reporting or providing them with psychological support later on, but also the whole community feels similar level of trauma when they see that one of the members of the community is being attacked. And they know that if they go out from their home, doing ordinary things like going to a shop or going to a gym or going for a walk, that they are potentially a victim, that is really damaging to people. And we've heard from one of the victims the advice saying, don't go out on your own. This is something that we take for granted. Imagine if it was you. Whenever you step outside of your front door, you have to think, am I safe? Am I going to be potentially attacked? That's something that we need to really consider. That's the way this is the context in which migrant community live in today in Ireland.
And what can the rest of the society, the rest of the indigenous so-called community do? Is there an onus on them to demonstrate more their horror and their absolute intolerance of such attacks?
I always say that I believe that there is more love than hate in Ireland. I truly believe that more people are against those racist attacks. It's just that racism right now is louder than people who are against it. So we need to mobilize and speak against it. There are a variety of different resources, including on the website of the Immigrant Council of Ireland for bystanders, what to do. And I would urge people to seek out information, what to do if you are witnessing a racist attack, and also how to protect yourself in that situation. But one thing I also want to mention is that we also need to hold accountable politicians about the way how they are speaking about migration, what kind of narrative they are right now promoting. And we as voters, we have the power to elect our representatives, to elect politicians. And that is the power that we really can make a change, because right now the narrative from top is dripping down to the bottom, and that what is emboldening people. Because if they see somebody holding position of power is spreading hateful narrative and they are not being held accountable, they feel that they can do the same. So I would urge people to seek information, how to be proactive bystander, to seek information about politicians and vote accordingly, and speak louder around welcoming communities in Ireland.
Thank you very much indeed, Teresa Buczkowska, CEO of the Immigrant Council of Ireland.